All right, so today we're diving into something pretty huge. We're talking about a terabyte of stolen data, compressed data from Deloitte, one of the big four accounting firms, like the giants in the industry. And it's not just, you know, random data. It's potentially everything from client information to their own internal security protocols. Kind of makes you think twice about that secure folder on your own computer, huh?
Yeah, for sure. I think what's really alarming here is the group behind it. BrainCypher.
Yeah.
These guys, these aren't your average hackers. You know, these are not just some script kiddies. They hit Indonesia's national data center earlier this year, crippled over 200 government agencies. So this is a highly sophisticated targeted operation against a major player.
And they're not exactly being quiet about it either, are they? I mean, BrainCypher is actually boasting about finding these security holes. And they're even suggesting that Deloitte negotiate with them. It's like they're saying, look how easily we got in, which has got to be humiliating for a firm like Deloitte.
Absolutely. It's a huge blow to their reputation. And I think this could be a real turning point, a watershed moment for the whole industry. You know, the big four, they're held to this incredibly high standard of security. If they can be breached this easily, it really forces everyone to kind of take a step back and reassess.
Reassess their own defenses, for sure.
Exactly. I think we might see a shift towards more transparency, maybe even involving clients in data protection planning.
Okay, so let's get into the specifics here. What exactly could be in this data? The article mentions client information, Deloitte's internal security protocols, and even possibly contracts.
Yeah, so if you're a Deloitte client, this is where it gets really personal. Think about all the sensitive financial data that these firms handle. Tax returns, investment strategies, social security numbers. I mean, it's a gold mine for identity theft and financial fraud.
And it goes beyond just individual clients too, right? I mean, the potential exposure of Deloitte's internal security protocols, that's huge. That's their playbook, their defense strategies, all laid bare.
Exactly. This could impact not just Deloitte, but other firms as well. You know, firms that might share similar security systems.
So there's that ripple effect.
Absolutely. Competitors are going to be all over this.
Yeah.
Trying to see if they have similar vulnerabilities. And then you've got law enforcement. Who's going to be scrutinizing Deloitte security practices? Which could lead to new regulations or even enforcement actions. The ripple effect here is massive.
The article also mentions a few possibilities for how this breach might have happened. Things like unpatched software, weak device security, and even insider threats.
Yeah, those are all very real possibilities. Unpatched software is a classic entry point. Think of it like leaving your front door unlocked. You're practically inviting someone in. Cyber criminals are constantly scanning for systems running outdated software with known vulnerabilities.
So just updating our software regularly can actually make a big difference.
It's a crucial first step. But we also have to think about weak device security.
Yeah.
You know, we're all using laptops, smartphones, tablets. And those become points of vulnerability, especially if they're not properly secured.
And then there's the possibility of an inside job, which is always a scary thought. Someone within Deloitte could have intentionally or unintentionally compromised their systems.
Yeah, insider threats are incredibly difficult to detect and prevent. It could be a disgruntled employee, someone who's coerced into cooperating, or even just simple human error. That's why organizations need to have really strong security protocols in place. Things like multi-factor authentication and access controls to minimize that risk.
So this breach really highlights the fact that data security is a multi-layered problem. It's not just about technology. It's about people and processes too.
Absolutely. It's a complex ecosystem, and any weakness in the chain can be exploited. And you have to remember, groups like BrainCypher, they're constantly evolving their tactics. They're sophisticated, they're persistent, and they only need to find one chink in the armor to succeed.
So what does all this mean for the average person? I mean, most of us aren't dealing with the kind of sensitive data that Deloitte handles.
Well, you know, this breach is a wake-up call for everyone, regardless of how much sensitive data you think you have. Remember, data is the new currency. Your online activity, your browsing history, your social media profiles, it's all valuable to someone.
So even if we're not, you know, Deloitte clients ourselves, this whole thing still feels kind of close to home. What can we learn from this to protect ourselves better?
I think this Deloitte situation, it really shows us why we can't just rely on companies to keep our data safe. We need to be proactive about our own cybersecurity. And I think the first step is understanding that. Strong passwords, they're just not enough anymore.
Yeah, but we hear that all the time, right? Use strong passwords. Don't reuse passwords. It's like shouting into the void at this point. What else can people do that's actually going to make a difference?
Well, think of it like this. Your password, it's just one lock on the door. you need a whole security system. And that means using a password manager to generate and store unique, complex passwords for every single account. No more writing them on sticky notes.
Yeah.
Or using your pet's name.
Okay, so password manager. Got it. What else should we be adding to our security system?
Two-factor authentication. That's a must-have. It adds that extra layer of protection by requiring a second form of verification, like a code sent to your phone, in addition to your password. Most online services offer this now, and it really does. It drastically reduces the risk of unauthorized access.
Right, so it's like having a deadbolt
and an
alarm system
on
your door makes it a lot harder to break in.
Exactly. And another key element here is being vigilant about phishing scams. These are often the initial point of entry for cyber criminals. They're trying to trick you into clicking on malicious links or downloading infected attachments, often by posing as a legitimate organization.
Yeah, that email from your bank asking you to update your account information might not be what it seems.
Right. You always want to be suspicious of unsolicited emails, especially if they're asking for personal information or urging you to take immediate action. Hover over links to see the actual URL before you click on anything, and be wary of attachments from unknown senders. And if you're ever unsure, contact the organization directly through their official channels to verify the request.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's so easy to just get caught up in the moment and click on something without thinking. But we really need to train ourselves to be more critical and cautious.
It's about shifting our mindset from reactive to proactive. Instead of waiting for something bad to happen, we need to be actively taking steps to protect ourselves.
Okay, so we've got strong passwords, two-factor authentication, and phishing awareness. Is that our cybersecurity trifecta?
Give it as your foundation. There's always more you can do, like keeping your software and operating systems updated using a reputable antivirus program, and just being mindful of the information that you share online.
It is a bit overwhelming, to be honest. It feels like there are threats lurking around every corner of the internet.
It's true. The digital world is becoming increasingly complex and dangerous. But that doesn't mean that we should just give up or become complacent. Knowledge is power. The more we understand about the threats, the better equipped we are to protect ourselves.
Okay, so we've talked about what individuals can do, but what about the companies that are holding our data? What lessons should they be taking away from this whole Deloitte situation?
Well, I think this breach is a stark reminder that no organization is immune to cyber attacks. No matter how big or how sophisticated they are, they need to be constantly reassessing their security posture, investing in robust cybersecurity measures, and fostering a culture of security awareness among their employees.
It's like they say, it's not if, but when. So what specific steps should companies be taking?
Well, they need to move beyond just basic security hygiene, like firewalls and antivirus software we're talking about, implementing advanced threat detection and response solutions that can identify and neutralize threats in real time.
So being more proactive, anticipating attacks rather than just reacting to them after the fact.
Exactly. They also need to be conducting regular security audits and penetration testing to identify and address vulnerabilities before they can be exploited. And they need to have a robust incident response plan in place so they can react quickly and effectively if a breach does occur.
And what about the human element? We talked about insider threats earlier. How can companies mitigate that risk?
Well, it's crucial to have strong access controls in place. So employees only have access to the information they need to do their jobs. They should also implement regular security awareness training to educate employees about the latest threats and how to avoid falling victim to them.
So it's a combination of technology, processes, and people. You need all three working in sync to create a truly secure environment.
Precisely. And it's an ongoing process. Cybersecurity is not a one-time fix. It's a constant evolution. Companies need to stay ahead of the curve, constantly adapting their defenses to meet the ever-changing threat landscape.
Yeah, this has been a really eye-opening discussion. It's clear that cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility, from individuals to large corporations.
Absolutely. We're all in this together. And by working together, by sharing information and best practices, we can make the digital world a safer place for everyone.
It's interesting, though. You know how Deloitte has been completely silent through all of this. You'd think a firm of their stature would have PR teams working overtime right now.
Yeah, it does make you wonder what's happening behind the scenes. They're probably scrambling to verify the claims, assess the damage, and figure out how they're going to respond. I mean, they're in a tough spot. caught between a rock and a hard place.
So what are their options here? I mean, do they negotiate with Brain Cipher?
Yeah.
Or do they just take a hard line?
Well, it's paying the ransom. It
yeah.
might seem like the easiest way to get their data back and minimize the immediate fallout. But it sets a dangerous precedent.
Yeah. You know?
It rewards criminal behavior. And it could encourage more attacks.
Plus, there's no guarantee that Brain Cipher would actually delete the data, even if they got paid.
Exactly. They could easily keep a copy or even sell it on dark web.
So it's a gamble with no guarantees.
Right. And on the other hand, refusing to pay could lead to them releasing the data publicly, which would be a PR nightmare and could potentially open them up to legal action.
Talk about a lose-lose situation.
Yeah, there's no easy way out of this. This breach has already tarnished their reputation and eroded client trust. The way they handle this crisis is going to determine the long-term impact on their business.
This whole situation really highlights how we're living in this digital age where data is the most valuable commodity, and protecting that data is a constant battle, not just for big corporations, but for all of us.
It is. It's a shared responsibility. We need to be proactive about our own cybersecurity, and we need to demand better security practices from the companies that we trust with our information. We can't just assume that someone else is taking care of it.
What's the biggest takeaway here? What should our listeners be thinking about as they go about their digital lives?
I think if there's one thing to remember, it's that data security is not a set it and forget it thing. It's an ongoing process of awareness, vigilance, and proactive action.
We can't just bury our heads in the sand and hope for the best.
Right.
We need to be informed, engaged, and take steps to protect ourselves.
Start by implementing those basic security measures we talked about. Strong passwords, two-factor authentication, phishing awareness. Stay informed about the latest threats, and don't be afraid to ask questions and demand better security from the companies you do business with.
Well, this has been a fascinating and honestly, a somewhat sobering deep dive into the world of data breaches and cybersecurity.
It's definitely a wake-up call. But remember, knowledge is power. The more we understand about the risks and how to mitigate them, the better prepared we'll be to navigate the digital landscape safely and securely.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the Deloitte data breach. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to the articles we discussed and some additional resources on cybersecurity. And as always, we want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on social media. Tell us what stood out to you. And let's keep this conversation going.
Thanks for listening.